Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Belue Show, only on The Fan.
Live from 680 The Fan Studios in the Battery, Atlanta's The Buck Belue Show. Here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Back in here. He starts the show as our engineer. Holloway, how are you, man?
I'm always good, Buck. How are you, buddy?
Go Buckeyes.
Go Bucks, indeed.
Matt Edgar stepping in as our producer today. One of the suits around here.
And another Buckeye fan, too.
He loosened his tie to slide on in as the producer today on the show. We got Mooneyham in the house, too. He's going to do those, what are we calling those, sports blast or...
I like to say I'm on the desk. Oh, it sounds fancy.
Mooney.
I'm on
the sports. Yeah. Mooney in
Hello,
the
Buck.
House.
Good to see you again.
You
it's
too,
been a while.
Brother. Yeah. Been wondering where you were hanging out at. My goodness. You can listen at 680 AM, 93.7 FM. We're streaming at 680thefan.com. You can actually watch the show if you do that. Hey, everybody. And then get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Beaver Direct, fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. Let them wow you up at Beaver Toyota in Cumming. That's up there in my neck of the woods. So, Holloway, man, I did something that I had not done recently. I saw women's basketball last night. Flipping through the channels and ran across Caitlin Clark and Iowa running the floor. And we had the, yesterday on the show, we had the say what? Where she was saying that more people are excited about the women's tournament than the men's tournament. And that was the say what? Because I had not seen a second of the women's tournament over the weekend. When did it start?
I think it started right Sunday? Around the same time as the men's, maybe like the second day of the men's tournament. I'm not exactly sure the exact
time. So I got to see about 5 minutes of it last night because then... Two times a year at our house, my lovely wife, Kelly, does something that we all dread, me and my two sons. And what she will do is she will change out the winter clothes and shoes and then bring in the spring and summer clothes and shoes. And it's our job to take the containers that she stores these in, and we've got them up in the attic. So this is like a real workout. I don't know if I'm the only man in town doing this or what, but we changed it out, and this is an undertaking now. I mean, this is a major undertaking, and it's just priceless when I have to tell Braden and Red, okay, today's the day. And they say, wait, what? We're going to change the clothes out today? Shoes? Yeah, today's the day, man. You got to give me a little bit of help. I'm throwing that at him. You know, I've gotten a little older here, you know, so I'm not sure I can bench press, clean and press, especially the container that has the winter shoes in there. But we managed to get that taken care of last night. Am I the only guy in town doing this? I mean, do some of you have your wife, is the walk-in closet big enough where she didn't have to do this? She's got the spring clothes, the summer clothes, the fall clothes, the winter clothes, and the shoes all in there hanging up year-round. Because we are hope... We wish that we had that situation, Mooneyham.
Now, Buck, I got a wild... I did something I probably shouldn't have. I took the initiative to start this process a few days ago. I usually get my boys dressed or help them get dressed for school. I pulled out a couple of shirts, didn't fit my biggest. He's 8, he's just exploding. And so I started the process. I let her know this when she gets home, and I caught the side eye for taking the initiative on it. So we'll see. We haven't gotten back to it, so we'll see what happens. I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, I'm just glad to know I'm not the only guy out there doing this. And I'm just worried. There are times I worry that this is all going to come crashing down on us. The ceiling collapses, and here come the containers full of shoes and clothes. It comes crashing down on us. Let's get to the big take.
Bucks. Big take.
All right, right now I'm going to make a promise to Braves country. I will not sweat the regular season. I repeat, I will not concern myself with the Braves winning the National League East Division, which they've done 6 years in a row. Why? Because it puts us at a disadvantage come postseason time. I don't want my team taking 5 days off between games. Now, I know the Phillies are sick and tired of hearing about the Braves winning the East 6 years in a row. I know this because I saw JT Realmuto, one of their star players, admit this to the media a couple days ago. Says it's been humbling when in the second half of the season, when he looks at the standings and he sees the Braves leading the Phillies by 14 games. And then comes the divisional round where the Phillies have gotten in as a wild card, and they go right from the regular season right into the wild card series. And when they win that, they go right into the divisional series. 2 years in a row, they've whipped us in that scenario. So listen up. I'm going to shout it from the top of Stone Mountain the next time I go. I would rather the Braves be a wild card team. Seriously, I kid you not, no joke. Say what? Flip the script, man. I won't snit to rest the starters in the rotation down the stretch. Get Chris Sale and Spencer Strider healthy and strong, ready for the postseason. I won't snit to have the bullpen fresh. I won't snit to allow the best lineup in baseball to get locked in on that high-velocity fastball through the wild card series. And let's be at our absolute best in the divisional round and the NLCS. Because I want to say, later this year, I want to say two things. Down go the Phillies. Down go the Dodgers. And then the third thing I want to say is the Braves are going back to the World Series. And there's your big take. Am I the only one thinking this?
I mean, you bring up a good point, Buck. I mean, the past couple of times we've won the division, we've kind of suffered in the wild card round.
You think?
Yeah. By the way, I will hold you to this if next time you go to Stone Mountain. I want to see a video of you yelling this on your Twitter account.
Yeah.
Next time you go to Stone Mountain. I want to see a video of you on top of Stone Mountain yelling that. I'm holding you to that, Buck.
Yeah, and we used to do this all the time with the children as go and park and then walk up and down Stone Mountain. And the kids would go, oh, no, not this. This is worse than getting the containers of clothes and shoes up and down out of the attic. That is a tough climb. I see a lot of young athletes using that as a workout when we go. Running up and down the path to get to the top of Stone Mountain and to get back down. It is a great view up there. If you hadn't done it lately. Today, probably not the day you want to be doing that. But yeah, I'm sick and tired of seeing the Phillies. You know, we whip them by 14 games in the regular season, and then they beat us come postseason time. Sick and tired of it. I don't want to see this again. Last year, the Phillies were 14 games back. The Mets were 29 games back of the Braves. I just love that. 2022, the Phillies were 14 games back. 2021, Phillies were 6.5 back at the end of the year. Mets were 11.5 back. 2020, Phillies 7 games back. Mets 9 games back. 2019, Phillies 16 games back. Mets 11 games back. 2018, Phillies 10 games back, Mets 13 games back of our Atlanta Braves. I mean, we've won this division 6 years in a row. We're going for 7 in a row this year. And I would rather be the wild card team that has our team cranked up and ready for the postseason than to see our team win the division by all these games and then sit around for a week and wait and then get beat in the divisional round. I'm over that. Totally over it. I don't want to see that anymore. So I'm not going to sweat the regular season this year. Holloway, you might have to hold me up to that too, because, you know, if the Braves get on, you know, like an 8-game losing streak, and I might be ready to come in the big take and take them to task, as Kincaid used to say. Then you might have to say, hey, remember what you're saying before the season started.
Yeah, well, I'll give it to you this. If at a certain point in the season, I will hold it to you. Because, like, once you get toward the end of the post, like, toward the end of the season, you kind of have to make sure we're actually in the wild card race until we kind of start to sweat. If we're like, firmly in, then we're fine. But if we're not, then I'll kind of say, okay, I'll give you a little leeway there.
Yeah, and look, last year, remember Strider was a little dinged up when we got to the postseason.
Is that oblique injury, I think?
Yeah, the oblique. You know, we go 5 days, and I thought Snit had a good plan where we were going to have the inter-squad games. So they were able to see live pitching during the 5 days off. And I thought, hey, man, this is a good plan. Yeah, not so much. Not so much. Tough to replicate. Real games, real major league pitching in the heat of the moment. All right, let's talk a little Falcons football off the top today.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
Did you see this? Mr. Blank says he does not believe the Falcons tampered with Kirk Cousins. He doesn't believe it to be the case. Now, Mike Florio believes something different. In that case, Florio says it was blatant tampering, and I quote there, blatant tampering out of the Falcons. And then he doubled down and said the Falcons tampered with Darnell Mooney, that receiver they're bringing in from the Bears. So Florio saying multiple levels of tampering by our Atlanta Falcons. Mr. Blank saying also with his comments to the media, and I quote here, they shared the information with the NFL. They are reviewing the facts right now, and we will deal with the result. You know, and what I read read between the lines of Mr. Blank is basically saying, look, we got our guy. I told him to go get Kirk Cousins and to pay Cousins whatever he was asking. We were going to cut the check and get him in here. And Mr. Blank says, hey, man, if they get us with this tampering thing, we'll just live with the result. Because we got our quarterback. And I believe that it was Kirk Cousins that inadvertently got caught up in the moment in that press conference and really sort of came through his wording and what the storyline he was telling, basically admitted that he was tampering in the press conference. Basically, for anybody listening, hey, we were tampering. I mean, Kurt got caught up in the moment. He didn't mean to do this, I don't believe. But he said, man, I talked with Kyle Pitts. We talked with Pitts. I talked with the trainer, and I talked with the PR director, and man, I had a great conversation with Jake Matthews and Drake London and Bijan Robinson. And, man, after all those great discussions, I decided, man, I'm taking this Falcons deal. Tampering. So, Mr. Blank, man, he knows they were tampering. And he knows they got caught. And it was all on Kirk Cousins. But, you know, I said the day after the press conference that the NFL rule on this is ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. I mean, how's a guy supposed to figure out whether he wants to jump to a new organization when he can't talk to any of the players, when he can't talk, you're coming off an Achilles tear injury. Don't you believe that one of the most important conversations a guy's going to have going to a new place, a new organization, dealing with a new trainer, is how they're going to treat the injury? I mean, you tell me that's wrong? That's illegal? You're not supposed to talk to any of the players. Then how are you supposed to figure out if this is the organization you want to be with? I don't get it. I mean, it's bad rules. I mean, who came up with this stuff? It's just terrible. And Mr. Blank says, that's okay. If they get us, man, we'll just deal with it. They want to take one of those draft picks, go right ahead, because we got Kirk Cousins. We got us a legitimate quarterback. And we're going to win that South Division. We're going to be right back in the playoffs. That's what Mr. Blank's thinking. My thoughts on the Falcons situation right there. All right, coming up next, one of the great Atlanta Braves, who's doing really good in the broadcasting industry. Not a bad golfer either. Talk Braves baseball with one of the legendary Braves coming up next. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Show here on the Fan 680 and 93.7. Hope your day's going well. We'll be in Athens tomorrow hanging out with the Bulldogs, man. Butts Mayor Building, checking out the facilities, hanging out with some of the coaches and players. It's gonna be awesome. Hope you'll join us tomorrow on the show. You might even hear Kirby Smart, I believe, on the station tomorrow. So we'll all look forward to that. Right now, let's go to the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line and chop it up with John Smoltz.
For the latest on the Braves, it's time to go chopping.
John joins us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. John, hopefully you rested up, got the rest in. You're ready for another baseball season, and looking forward to seeing you on Fox again. 29th year, Fox's been broadcasting Major League Baseball. You've been a big part of that, man. You ready to roll?
Yeah, you know, I always say the beginning of the season, doing your first game is so weird. It's because you have the entire offseason. My first game is going to be Houston and the Yankees, and there's really nothing to go off of other than last year, right? Spring training kind of gives you some indications, but I'll get bunkered down Friday and Saturday, and I'll start preparing for that game. Really, really good teams in American League. But it's kind of like white noise when you're out of the game for spring training, because you realize not everything that comes out of spring training is relevant. Guys are working on things. Some are slow starters. Some are fast starters. But you do like to use that time to get ready to bring something new to the league or to the team. And obviously some players have been able to do that. But the biggest key is you got to leave spring training healthy. And already there's been some banged up players for some marquee teams that are going to deal with this injury bug.
John, before we get into the Braves, man, I got to ask you about this Shohei Ohtani controversy, this gambling thing. Everybody's talking about everywhere you go, a coffee shop. The boys are all over this one. Got to hear your thoughts on this one, man.
Yeah, it's weird and unfortunate. You know, that's the one thing that you never want to hear or be associated with. And certainly, if he truly, you know, has been part of something that is awful and may have happened to him, that's from afar, you can guess all you want. You can come up with your summations or whatever you want to gather your opinion. But at the end of the day, it's never good PR for anybody to deal with. And this is one of the greatest all-time players ever. And everything I can tell you that I've seen from afar and up close, this guy has handled every situation in the game of baseball and life about as well as I could. Like, there's no way. Everyone wants to be Michael Jordan. Everyone wants to be Shohei Ohtani. But there's probably less than 1% of the people that could handle what comes with that. And so now, tackle this on top. It's just more things and distractions that take away from the greatness of this guy. And in my heart, I think he will survive this and he will handle this the way he's handled everything else. That's the only evidence I've had that I could draw from that I think he will continue to do.
I might be gullible because I bought it yesterday. Just looking at him, listening to him, I totally believed what he had to say. We'll see how it all shakes down. But, man, everybody's talking about this one. So we got the Braves getting ready to start a new year. We've won this division 6 years in a row, 6 years in a row, going for seven, winning the National League East. They might track you boys down, that great run you guys had not too long ago. But I just love how Spencer Strider, he's not trying to gloss it over, man. He's saying it point blank. We got the best team in baseball. If we don't get to the World Series, it's been a bust.
Yeah, I mean, those are great statements to say, and I probably would have said something along those lines as well. But the reality of what they built and what they're doing, they want to feel that way leaving spring training. The most pressure in all of baseball is on the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I've said this consistently. I wish that to be the case every time I was playing. Like, brand us the best team in baseball and put the target on us, because you know leaving spring training, you've got a really good team and a really good chance to get to the end of the season, and that's hoist a trophy. But also, you know all the things, having a lot of these players gone through it now, realize that the journey is real, and that when you get to that point to make the necessary adjustments to advance farther than you did the year before. And I think that's what he's saying indirectly, is that, look, we've got a great team. We may have the best team, and we're going to figure out how to get to the end result and get to that, back to that World Series. And last year, we all know what happened. It was a magical year, a historical year that ended up not being talked about at the end, and they want to be able to talk about that. And there's nothing wrong with making those statements, because I'll never forget making a statement that totally twisted. Somebody twisted when we left spring training, and the article read, John Smoltz thinks the Braves can just show up and they're going to win 90 games or 100 games. And that's not what I said, but of course that's what the world loves to do.
Strider's added a curveball, and during the spring, it looks like it's really impacted the repertoire, the stuff that he's got. Adding an off-speed pitch to that hard stuff that he had, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a great benefit for him.
It's essential, to be honest with you. It was a matter of time till he did it. He's done it quicker than most would be able to do it, because when you have information being spit out at you and it tells you XYZ about your fastball, you probably can fall in love with it and not realize that you're going to need something else down the road. He's a very analytical thinker, from what I understand, and this fits his profile. And he's going to be a lockdown stud if he stays healthy, because he has a gift that not anybody or anybody that throws like him has. And you add another pitch. I make no bones about it. I became a much different pitcher in 1996 when I added a split finger. That changed my career, changed the destiny of my career, and it allowed me to take care of left-handed hitters that were absolutely abusing me. And listen, everybody told me all I needed was a fastball slider, and I was a two-pitch pitcher. But there's no way I could have survived without it. And the same goes for Strider. His fastball on about an 80% of the season, he can just throw, right? It's that good. But what do you do on the 20 to 30% when your fastball doesn't have that late light, even though it says 99 and it's getting hit around? You have to have a change of speeds that allows the hitter to respect that fastball and not just sit on location and get lucky with some home runs. When Strider gets hit, and when he gives up runs, it's because the secondary pitches haven't been hitting enough. He's forced to come in with the fastball. It's not electric every single time. And that's the only time he gets hit. He is a front runner and I've been under this curse for too long of my career until 96. He's a front runner now for the rest of his career as a Cy Young candidate, and that's the ultimate compliment to a pitcher.
Max Fried in a free agent year. This could be good, John.
Absolutely. Look, the Braves and everything that they've done, from what I understand, they're leaving spring training in a really good place. Obviously, Chris Sale adding him. But Max Fried is, to me, the linchpin of this team. He gives that stability. He gives that you know he's going to pitch 200 innings, or at least that's the feeling. The rest of the staff, so minus Max Fried and Strider, I don't think any of those other guys are going to touch 200 innings, especially the fifth starter, because he's not going to be allowed to. He's been a reliever for a long time. So they're going to have some resources that take up those innings, and that bullpen is very good, but they're going to have to rely on Strider and Max Fried doing the heavy lifting for most of the season so that it's not just wear out your bullpen, and then come postseason, those guys are gassed.
Man, I'm so encouraged to see what they did in the offseason with the bullpen. So many power arms and a lot of good lefties down there, too. So when we face teams like the Phillies, you got multiple guys you can bring in, throw in some heat. Matzik back is huge, in my opinion. Bummer they've added to the mix. Mentor, as far as the lefties go, you got Lopez, who I assume is a fifth starter. You're going to see him maybe coming out of the bullpen during the postseason also when you get there. This bullpen looks improved.
It really is. And look, last year is the greatest aberration in the history of baseball. If I tell you that a team is going to use 19 different starters and I ask you, where do you think that team's going to finish? More people are going to say dead last, under 500, and way out. Well, the Braves finished with one of the best records in baseball, and they had 19 starters. That's not a formula to replicate. It really isn't. But the depth of today's style of baseball is so important. So they've got Bryce Elder. They've got Smith-Schuster. They got a lot of guys now they're going to have to rely on. And in a perfect world, you cannot abuse your bullpen. You've got to be able to have some stability in your rotation. And the Braves won all those games because of a historic offense, timely pitching, but then that pitching ran out of gas at the most important time, and so did the offense. So when you have all your weight in one area of your ball club, that's not good. When it's centered and balanced, that means you're going to have a great season and can make a deep run. They have that right now. The goal is to keep it and to maintain it. And then if they don't have too many people go on the IL, they're going to be right where they need to be, and they can accomplish that statement.
What a spectacular year out of Acuna last season. What should fans expect out of him this year? Does he run it back? I mean, can he put up some of the same numbers he did a year ago? What are you expecting?
I hope so. And with this year of everybody analyzing everything, I hope they don't get hypnotized by what last year did and all the games they played. I would anticipate some more rest early on for position players so they can ride that stretch again. Look, we can get paralyzed by information. There's no doubt about it. I can convince you you're getting tired and you don't even feel tired. But that formula works so well for the Braves. You're going to hear this narrative that I think is just absolute wasted noise, like, oh, they better rest him this year. Look what happened at the end of the year. Their offense got tired. No, that wasn't the case. So I think each year brings in its own set of standards. And as far as Acuna goes, if I'm him, I'm going to show the world why I'm the best player. And last year is just going to be a continuation. He's got to continue to keep getting smarter and not do those crazy stuff like he did in spring training in a rundown for 12 minutes. He's got to be smart. And I think that the ball club, you know, it hinges on his ability to make so many things happen at the top of the order. And so staying healthy, giving him his rest when he definitely needs it. I just don't see any drop off.
Well, John, we always appreciate your time and insight, man. Not a good day to go tee it up, so I won't ask you about where you're playing today. But thanks for coming on, man.
You got it. My pleasure.
John Smoltz joined us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Hey, and mastering Southern hospitality for over 17 years, talking about golf, Club Magnolia is the best place to be off the course in Augusta this April. The ultimate Augusta hospitality can be your exclusive private sanctuary. Boasting top-tier amenities and service, don't you love it? The perfect oasis for both indoor and outdoor VIP services. New in 2024, Club Magnolia 19, our after-golf experience, Wednesday through Sunday. And you can join today. Limited memberships available to experience hospitality at its finest during one of the most recognizable events in the world. Go to clubmagnolia.com for full details and join the club today. Let's get to the top five.
The best in college football and the NFL.
Five, four, three, two, one.
It's time for Buck Ballou's Top 5.
And we are joined by our digital director, Amanda Swartz. Amanda, thanks for taking time out.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, get out of those big meetings you're in.
Oh, yeah.
Come hang out with us a little bit. That's always wonderful.
Yep. All right, let's get into it.
All right, what do you got?
Number one, when was the last time you were wrong?
Yesterday's show.
Okay.
Yeah, yesterday's show. I was talking about how the Bulldog baseball team, they've got it going on. And Charlie Condon is off to this great start for the Bulldogs. And I was saying, man, he might end up breaking Troy Gloss's single-season college baseball home run record of like 34, 35. Well, as soon as the show was over, I was corrected on social media. It wasn't Troy Gloss. It was Pete Incaviglia.
Okay.
Who has the single-season record of 48 home runs. 48 in a college season. That's unbelievable.
That is impressive.
How did I forget about that? So, yeah, I was wrong yesterday.
That's
good.
All right.
Thing about it with social media, man, they correct you so fast, it'll make your head swim.
They keep you humble.
Yeah. How
all
could
right.
I forget about Pete?
All right, number two. Do you want to see the big dance expand?
No. I can barely keep up with the teams we got in there right now. Mm-hmm. I don't need it to get to the dance to get bigger. And I saw this. It was an interesting stat I saw the other day was, right now, with the way the dance is set up, 49% of the Power Conference teams get an invitation. So, I mean, we're talking about half the teams are getting in already.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's enough. I mean, it looks similar to what the NFL playoffs, Major League Baseball postseason is doing. That's enough for me. I don't need more. I've got enough already.
Yeah, I agree. All right, number three, I like this one. Do you believe Ohtani or Mizuhara?
You know, in the beginning, I was believing Mizuhara. I was believing him. Because I just couldn't get past, why would a bookie continue to take these bets when the client was down millions of dollars and his salary was, you know, 250 grand?
Mm-hmm.
So why would a bookie allow that guy to go like $4.5 million in debt? I couldn't get past that part of it. So I was believing in Mizuhara. Now, after seeing the press conference yesterday with Ohtani and his new interpreter, watching Ohtani, listening to Ohtani, now I'm believing that scumbag interpreter that he was employing, it was him that was stealing the money and making all these bets.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been back and forth on this.
It's really hard to tell.
What are you thinking?
Oh, gosh. I believe Ohtani. He has a face that's believable, and I just believe him right now.
Yeah, Smoltzy just got through saying he's believing what Ohtani had to say.
Yeah, until proven guilty. Okay, number four. Reveal your biggest sports surprise this last week.
The Hawks coming back from that 30-point deficit last night against the top team in the East, the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally blown away with that one. I'd given up on the Hawks when I saw they were down big early in the game. I'd start watching Caitlin Clark over on another channel. So, yeah, I was totally surprised to see the Hawks came back. In fact, I didn't believe it when my son came in there and said, Dad, the Hawks won tonight. And I said, no way, man. No way. I had to pull it up online and look and say, oh, my goodness, they did come back and win. The other thing that was a surprise, and I guess I'm so used to seeing Jim Nance courtside during the big dance calling these games, that I was watching the Houston Cougars play against Texas A&M, Game went to overtime, and they kept showing Nance up in the stands, and he was a fan.
Oh, wow.
He was there as a fan in Memphis, Tennessee. I believe he lives out at Pebble Beach in California. He made the trip in as a fan to cheer on his alma mater, the Houston Cougars. I was totally surprised with that one, too. It just looked so odd. I mean, look at Jim Nance up there cheering on his team, man.
That's awesome. All right, and number five, drop a golf nugget for us.
A golf nugget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw this, and I was totally blown. This past weekend, Cameron Young on the PGA Tour finished second in the tournament this past weekend. And they said that he now has seven runner-up finishes on the PGA Tour, seven of them. And that is a new all-time record in professional golf. To finish second seven times before you win your first tournament. He has not won yet, but he's been runner-up seven times.
Oh, wow.
And he's made $14 million in 60 events.
That's not too bad.
By not winning. So I guess that makes him feel better, but he's probably thinking, oh, my gosh, second place again?
Yep.
When am I going to win one of these events? All right, that's five, right?
That's five.
Okay. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
me. Really appreciate you.
Yeah.
Five on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Yeah, he should have been on the Ryder Cup team last year. I'm just saying. Seven runner-up finishes, Holloway. All right, let's get to the Bulldog beat.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, mark sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This is the Bulldog beat with Buck Ballou. Presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
All right, this is going to be a quick one. Bulldog basketball, men's basketball, they're in Columbus, Ohio.
God's
and Holloway,
today.
They're taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes.
You ready
tonight.
To be wrong again, Buck?
7 o'clock tip-off. How many people will be in that arena?
The Nut House is going to be packed today, baby.
No,
let's go,
not.
Bucks. Dude, the Buckeyes are on a roll, man.
In the NIT?
They got it. They're on an absolute roll right now, so the Nut House is going to be on fire tonight.
Well, you win tonight, you advance to the Big Apple semifinals in New York. Bulldogs have been knocking down some three balls, man. Y'all better defend that three. Georgia 14-27 shooting the three against Wake Forest. The last time out. That freshman, Dylan James, look out for him, brother. 14 points. He hit four of those 14 threes as they took down the Demon Deacons. And I'll end it with this. Hey, Stetson Bennett expected to be back with the L.A. Rams. The Rams are planning to have him back for their off-season workouts that are getting underway soon. And planning on having Stetson come back and compete for that number three quarterback job in the upcoming season. Really good news. Good to see Stetson back on track, pursuing his dream, and wishing him nothing but the best. Coming up next, we've got two Georgia rivals taking steps to give Georgia a beatdown in the upcoming football season. We'll talk about that next. Got the Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Mooney's fire today, man. Mooney's got it going on.
Bye, bud.
Let's talk some college football while I've got a chance, man. I'm running out of time. This show goes by fast.
Tasty. Time for the college football nugget.
Yeah. We're going to give you some nuggets today. Andy Reid be interested in that. Give me some of those nuggets. All right, so here's what I don't really get. Maybe it explains why Florida's been down for a few years is, you know, the Gators are going through spring football practice, and they got this defensive coordinator, Austin Armstrong, and he's like 17 years old. Well, no, actually, he's 31. He just looks like he's 17 years old. But I get a kick out of this because reportedly the Gators are focused on defense. They're focused on two things. All right, the first thing they're focused on this spring is tackling. And the second thing they're focused on is forcing turnovers. I mean, shouldn't they be focused on that all the time? Not just some of the time? I mean, no wonder the last eight games of the year for the Gators last season, they were giving up like 34 points a game, which is lousy. They forced an SEC low 7 turnovers.
Go Gator.
The 680 flag team forced more turnovers than that. And now they've got this catchphrase. They're all saying to each other down there, attack the football. Attack the football. I mean, they see Austin Armstrong around the complex, and the safety says, attack the football.
Sounds like something Arthur Smith came up with.
And then Austin Armstrong, the defensive coordinator, says back to the safety, attack the football. And then they continue on their way. I mean, they were so bad last year on defense. And I think one of the reasons why is they just weren't focused on tackling and forcing turnovers the entire year is what they should have been focused on for 12 months out of the year.
That's them Gators.
And they must be doubting about the job that Austin Armstrong was doing. He's entering his second year as a defensive coordinator because they hired 56-year-old Rob Roberts. And he was the Auburn defensive coordinator last season. But he worked with Armstrong. Armstrong was on Roberts' coaching staff for the Louisiana Raging Cajuns. Sort of his mentor, his confidant. And so they brought in Roberts to sort of oversee what Armstrong was doing defensively. So that's what the Gators are up to. I'm not really worried about going to Jacksonville as a Bulldog guy. And then, man, we can't give you a nugget without giving you a nugget from Tuscaloosa as the GOAT Nick Saban's retired, and they got that new coach. And I tell you what, this Alabama fan base is, they're convinced that they've got the next Nick Saban lined up and ready to win all 7 national championships. They're convinced of it. But I'm telling you, man, they've lost 2 years in a row. They've lost impact pass rushers. Dallas Turner, a lot of Falcons fans want the Falcons to take him with that 8th pick of the first round. He was a load there at Alabama the last couple of years. And then prior to that, you had Will Anderson Jr. Remember him? I mean, dude was almost unblockable. So they're looking for a new Dallas Turner, a new Will Anderson. I'm not sure they've got one. That's just me talking.
That's frustrating.
I got a senior, Quandarius Robinson. They're hoping that he can step in and give some of these younger guys a chance to develop, like Keanu Cott. They're saying he's a freak. Why Hanze Perret? Or is it Pierre? I can't really tell. Mizuhara. They got some young guys who are expecting to explode in this new scheme. Now, why would you change the scheme when it's working like it was under Nick Saban? They're going to the 4-2-5.
How bad's it going to get?
Well, you can check them out on ESPN. They got A-Day coming up soon on ESPN. We'll be able to check out this new Alabama team. All right, let's get to the final word.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
All right, coming up tomorrow on the show, as I mentioned, we're going to be in Athens, Georgia, at the Butts Mayor Building on the campus of the University of Georgia. It's Georgia Day here on 680 The Fan, the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs. And I am pleased to have the Bulldog baseball coach, Wes Johnson. We'll be on the show at 10 o'clock. Manny Diaz, tennis coach. We're going to hang out with Manny a little bit. He's in his final year. He's going to retire coming up very soon. What a great run Manny Diaz had. They're hoping he can finish in a big, big way. So looking forward to hanging out with some of the dogs and hope you'll join us tomorrow on the show. It's going to do it for me. We got Chiellini and Domino coming up next. Stay tuned for that here on The Fan.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.